And it's Friday, in case you hadn't noticed. In cooperation with our friends at The Week magazine, we're going to look at back and see who had a good week, who had a bad one, in a segment we called Good Week, Bad Week. First up,
they've sent us a message that they can take whatever they want. But we will send them a message that this is our land.
Who writes that stuff? Well, it was sort of a bad time for imperialism on Pandora, but the movie Avatar broke the world box office record. So, a good week for James Cameron, king of the world! Because the director beat out his arch nemesis, James Cameron, who was then the king of the world.
It was a bad week for James Cameron, whose record is broken,
hit
right?
By James Cameron. Remember Titanic? That was kind of a big hit,
right,
too. Of course, that's if you ignore the higher ticket prices for 3D and inflation. But who's counting all that?
We're counting.
Yeah.
Moving on.
Yeah.
If you like to read and you happen to live in Laredo, Texas, pretty bad week for you. Laredo's only bookstore, a Barnes & Noble owned by B. Dalton's, closed. Residents who want to buy a book now have to travel 150 miles away to San Antonio for the nearest bookstore. And the implications of this go way beyond that long car ride.
There is a statistic out there, and I'm sure it's probably accurate, that our literacy rate is at 50%. And, you know, we're looking at it, well, 50% of the population is reading. And we can bring down that number of illiteracy. You know, but without a bookstore, that makes it that much harder.
That's Laredo spokeswoman Xochitl Mora. And, you know, you have to admire her optimism.
That's half full.
It's not that we have 50% illiterate people in Laredo. It's that 50% are reading, are capable of reading.
A little bit of spin, you might
say. Ultimate half full glass. If you have nominations for who had a good week or bad week in the news, give us a call at 8778-MYTAKE or mytake@thetakeaway.org. You can see the full Good Week, Bad Week feature in The Week magazine. It's on newsstands and online now at theweek.com.